not been considered as yet. And I think, as South Africans, we shouldn't be giving in to criminality and let them control our lives by making us do decisions that are going to affect all of our lives. It is something that we spoke about, but it hasn't been considered. One of the considerations is for us to, as a community, as stakeholders, to create a corridor through which tourists to those destinations can have safe passage. And it's an ongoing project. It's not going to be solved overnight. It involves the police, it involves private security, and involves tribal authorities. And we hope that one day, because we are a resilient society, we will be able to overcome this. Communities are being engaged on a daily basis, that they should help us to root out criminality within their ranks. And we think that message will get through. There is general concern and consensus from communities and other stakeholders that this is not doing good to the reputation of the area, and therefore it's going to affect the current jobs, it is going to affect future employment, it is affecting economic activity in the area, especially for crafters who are selling their wares throughout the route. So there is general agreement that we need to get on top of the situation. And we're not losing hope. It is work in progress.
It must be very frustrating to the Kruger Park for this situation, because it's not your jurisdiction really outside the gate, what is happening there. And that is where the big problem lies.
It is a reputation risk, obviously. We are getting affected because of the mention that it's Numbi Gate, and Numbi Gate is associated with Kruger National Park. Our working relationship with most of our stakeholders, especially the security cluster, it is a solid one, and it is one that is being worked on every day to make sure that we get the situation under control. One of the other things that needs to be mentioned is that signage along the R538 is always tampered with, and you find that tourists often miss the off-ramp. And that is where the problem comes in, because from our understanding yesterday is that the group did miss the turnoff. And as they were trying to rectify and correct and go in the right direction, that's when they were followed. And that's when the fatal incident took place. We are urging even municipalities in that area to always monitor the signage that is happening. But on our social media pages, in our daily communication, we are advising tourists, if possible, travel in a convoy. The safety in numbers. If not, maybe you could go to the nearest police station in Hazyview, in Nelspruit, and possibly you could get an escort to go to an area if you feel unsafe. And also, we have to be vigilant when we are on this route.
Would you recommend tourists to avoid the gate?
Avoiding the gate, closing the gate, will be giving in to criminality. Given the number of people that are using that gate compared to the number of incidents that we have seen, yes, we have to be concerned. Yes, we are concerned. And it is an issue of safety, of life and death for tourists who are taking that route. But we are determined, as mentioned before, that there is an arrangement with private security, with the South African Police Service, with communities, tribal leadership, and community leaders in that area, to come up with steps that will eradicate this. It's a problem that has manifested over time. It's going to take time to also resolve it.
In essence, you're saying you cannot be held ransom to criminals. But would there be implications inside the park, hypothetically, if you were to close it?
In some instances, it's better to live with the inconvenience of being safer. And that will also come into planning your trips accordingly in terms of time, as you know that there are operating times for the gates and access to some of the lodges. Advice would be, if there's a possibility of using an alternative route, do use it. Alternative gates, yes, do use it. The R538, is it safe at present? We've seen too many incidents on that road to declare it as safe. The R540, the problems could be displaced to the R540. But we are saying that let's be vigilant, let's take precautions, and not succumb to being held to ransom by criminals.